Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, we're going to be talking about something that I know for many of you will be near and dear to your heart. We're going to be talking about a wonderful dog named Oscar. But it's going to be more than that. This is going to be a conversation with a lady who the story is about her beloved dog, Oscar. In fact, the book is titled Last Summer with Oscar. It's an adventurous true story of love and courage, but it's more than that. We're going to find out how we need to be more alert, more aware, more awake to the fact that many times things that are in our environments affect our animals in ways that we would never, ever have dreamed. I want to welcome to the airwaves Jan Schwartz. She is the author of this beautiful book, Last Summer with Oscar. Jan, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Donna. Excuse me. A very warm hello to you and your listeners. What a joy to be with you.
You're an interesting woman. You actually are a forensic behavioral scientist.
Yes.
That is... I've got a bookkeeper that wants to go into forensic science. In fact, I've been encouraging her to do it because she's just so bright. She just loves it. I'm going to miss her when she decides to leave our employ. But I really find that so fascinating. As a woman, before we get to talking about Oscar, whatever caused you to go into this male-dominated environment that is so, in my mind, so absolutely unique and intriguing. What made you choose to do that?
It really was a path that was laid in front of me, and I'm a woman, and I thank you for giving me a chance to tell people a little bit more about my core and how important principles are within my own life, because I was planning to open a free family therapy clinic, and I'm one of these that has great ideas about, you know, bringing change to the world, and I'm determined to be a big part in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a point in my life where I discovered some evidence, and I had to make up my mind if I was going to follow what I knew was the right thing to do, or if I was going to go ahead with a dream that I had held on to for such a long time and had looked forward to. And life, I knew I had to do what my heart was telling me to do, and I needed to press forward with the evidence. And as miracles happen in all of our lives, a door opened further and further. The more I tried to take the evidence forward, the wider the door opened. And before I knew it, I had federal agencies working with me, and I was performing the role of a forensic behavioral scientist gathering white-collar organized crime data and building these cases within my nonprofit, not-for-fee investigative firm. So my heart and soul has always been the heart of every project that I've taken on to work to build a better world, to work to help strengthen our government. And I work within the realm of the greater good. That's what I love to do.
Well, I find that you're a member of the Executive Advisory Board of the American Board for Certification in Homeland Security. You're an intelligence analyst. You're certified on that. You're also on the Executive Advisory Board of the American Board of Intelligence Analysts.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, in 2011, you were appointed the chair of the International College of Behavioral Sciences. Now,
yes.
With all of this background, it really dovetails with what you do, because you have this phenomenal inclination for research. You are a detailist in that if A plus B doesn't equal C but equals Z, you go, all right, why. And part of your joy is putting the pieces together that may be missing, and you don't mind going the odd route. And that's what happened with Oscar. Now, Oscar, I have a picture of him in front of me, and he is just absolutely gorgeous. He is just a phenomenal dog. And you have a number of photos about him and in your book. But you had, now, he was 9 years old. Years old. When you dropped him off, and he was a golden retriever at the Animal Care Clinic at 7 p.m. one evening. Now, why was he in at the care clinic, and why is this such a significant moment?
Thank you for that, Donna. We had returned home from a week's vacation, and when I picked up Oscar from a very well-respected boarding facility, I asked them, how did they do? And I could tell by the look in Oscar's eyes that although I was being assured that they did fine, Oscar's eyes were flashing a darkness. And for those of us who have this intuitive, a very deeply intuitive sixth sense, we just have this knowing that something isn't right. And so from that moment, as I drove the dogs back from the boarding facility, then I began watching him, and he was unable to eat. And I began trying to do these antics and creative food games, trying to entice him to eat in all sorts of ways. And after a couple of days of this and calling the vet, my husband and I knew that we needed to get him in because this was not a good indication that things were going well for him. And so we were already worried what the outcome of the tests would be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did the tests, and you had a wonderful vet, Dr. Heller. And he had to give you a prognosis saying that Oscar had cancer.
Yes.
And that he literally had only, 60 days? I mean, this seemingly came on very, very fast.
Yes.
And what kind of cancer was it?
Well, his behavior pattern, we believe that he had hemangiosarcoma. At the time, he was too ill. He had tumors everywhere, and they were very large. And he was too ill to do any surgery to determine exactly what kind of cancer. And so what the research that I have done within the veterinary science world, we learn what kind, if a dog has hemangiosarcoma, by the behavior patterns of the dog. And so in documenting his behavior for the 11 months that he lived post-diagnosis, we beat the odds by 9 months. We learned that he had hemangiosarcoma, and that is a cancer that flows through the bloodstream. And it is the most devastating news for anyone to hear that their dog has this, because there really isn't much to do that can be done about a dog, and at least at the time when Oscar got it. But it can kill a dog within minutes, and what they knew at the time when I began trying to help Oscar, the longest living dog at that time without treatment had lived 2 months, and the only treatment that they could offer would be chemotherapy, and they could only hope to have between 4 and 6 months. And that was, we just couldn't imagine giving Oscar chemotherapy, and decided at that moment we were just going to celebrate every day left with this precious dog. And that began the adventure, though.
Well, when I started reading your book, I can remember going through the flashback with one of our Scottish Terriers, and we just have a real passion for those little critters. And we had a dog, his name was Howie, and one night he was acting oddly, and from what I've observed about dogs, usually when it comes close to time for them to die, many times they'll put themselves outside. They will find a place by a tree or someplace special where they just want to lay down and peacefully pass away. This is not an unusual behavior. But he was so young. He was only 9 years old. And I can remember looking at that. My husband got very, very agitated, so we took him over to emergency, and we found that he had tumors I had been feeding him water with an eyedropper and not knowing that he had a situation with tumors. Emergency, they tell us, you've got tumors here the size of softballs. He's literally starving to death. And he has cancer, and it's lymphoma. Well, to my amazement, and we opted to do something with chemo. Well, it's very difficult for a dog to do it. He died within 48 hours afterwards. But what happened and what I learned from the vet at that time, and that's why your book was so significant to me, I ask, what is the cause? What is it the basis of this lymphoma? And I don't remember its particular title. And she said, there's a lot of things we cannot absolutely nail down, but it's very rare for us to see a dog like a Scottie. She said, I've never seen a Scottie. I've seen big dogs like Labs, German Shepherds, even Rottweilers that have come up with lymphoma. But usually they're on farms, and it's because of pesticides. And she said, we are trying to determine what's going on, but the one component we know for sure that has been introduced into their environment that is highly toxic are the pesticides that are used. And these animals are coming in, and she did a lot of volunteer work in many rural farm areas. And she said, we're seeing this so frequently, and we suspect it's pesticides. Well, all of a sudden it clicked into my head. We had been having an exterminator come out on a regular basis. Well, there are exterminators, and there are exterminators. And most of the time, people do not realize that they're handling poison, and they're putting it out there. And one of the things that we learned, I learned from people when I shared my story, is how one woman that had a border collie died within 24 hours of internal hemorrhaging. So all of these things that were coming out, and that's why your book to me was so important, because you went the extra mile. You started, because of the patternings you have, to really investigate what can be done. What can I do for Oscar? Because Oscar was ill. So tell us how you started to do your exploration into supplementation for this wonderful animal that was graced to live longer because of your making a choice to not give him radiation.
Oh, Donna, I thank you for your kindness, but I must extend my deepest condolences in the loss of your beloved pet and to any one of your listeners who has also known the great sorrow of losing their pet. But you see, there's another important piece to this story, and I really am only the vessel for this information because our beloved Oscar led me to the first step of research, and it was at a moment we were walking along we did this customary 3-mile walk every other night where we live, and one evening Oscar just pulled me into the bushes with his litter mate Winston. And at that point, I was certainly not interested in keeping him on task or like, come on, Oscar, just keep walking. No, we wanted to celebrate his spirit. So I let him go in as far as he wanted, and he was in there. And he came out, and his tail started to wag, and his face was covered with leaves. And I thought, what is this dog doing? And he went in again, and he was just pulling off the leaves off of these branches. These were seedlings, and he was siphoning them off like an anteater. And I thought, what is going on? And after 3 nights of doing this, I thought, what's going on here? Because he was anticipating arriving at the same location when we walked, and they were pulling me down this hill. And what is going on? I got my camera by the third night, and, you know, I'm going to figure out what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I brought in a tree expert and found out that he was eating slippery elm seedlings. And this tree, yes, it's amazing. And this tree ends up being on the endangered species list. What are the chances of having two such trees in our front yard? One of which is so old and so magnificently with its trunk. It's just so majestic. And then later on in the story, Oscar finds a patch of these seedlings in our own backyard in this gated area between our garage and our sunroom. And so as the story evolves, I had to find out what's going on. What's slippery him? Why is this so appealing to him? And to my great amazement, that the slippery elm has such a vital history within the Native American history. And in fact, for 2 solid weeks, George Washington and the troops survived on eating slippery elm gruel, and they learned how to make it by our beloved Native American Indian friends. And it was stripping the bark off of the branch, and underneath that is this strip of white, and making just like a porridge or an oatmeal, similar to that. They chopped it up and put water on it and boiled it, and that's what they survived on. It is so high in antioxidants and nutrients.
Amazing.
And, yes, and so I learned about its use, and there is a wonderful history up in Canada of this nurse Case, whose now memory lives on in the creation of the well-known Essiac tea, and her years of using slippery elm as one of the components within the tea. But that just began. My goodness, this is incredible information that was really piquing my interest, and that was the start of the journey where all of a sudden things were lining up, and then a catalog arrived in the mail. And by then, watching the changes in Oscar and having dreams that were telling me to be attentive, to be focusing on his eyes. And what I mean by that is, just as a mom or just as parents learn to read their children, I was being instructed in my dream, and I include these tales of the dreams in the book, where I was told and taught, focus on him. Don't let a minute go by. Focus on him. And that's what I did. In fact, Oscar was making sure with his eyes on me that I was paying attention to him. And then I got, I matched that. I looked for that energy, that same feeling of the energy, as I was devouring the information within this catalog, and then I just started to discover some evidence-based remedies. And then other miraculous connections with people. This is a story, Donna, of the goodness of the journey elicited extraordinary kindnesses and helpful attitudes and suggestions from others that were perfectly timed, such as when Oscar developed a tumor under his tongue that was interfering with his ability to eat. A friend of mine who's a massotherapist suggested that I think about looking into red clover, and within days, the color was gone from the tumor and had reduced. We're talking 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. You're giving Oscar the human dose. So the book is filled with these stories of connectedness, of like others being inspired by Oscar's courage, and he had been over 100 pounds, and by the time he passed away, he didn't pass away from cancer, and that's a little bit of a, I'm a little ahead of myself in telling the story, but when he passed away, he was down to 36 pounds, so people were watching him, that he was still doing these walks where we live, mm-hmm. and the police and children were cheering him on. And so people offered the ideas, and they were effective. And so the story evolved into the discovery of 6 effective remedies that we were able to hone. And once they were all in place, the important thing that we had to try to do was to keep Oscar eating, because we had learned, like you, that he would die from being unable to eat. And when we knew we had found the solid match, Oscar began to eat. That was our feedback. We knew when he started to eat, and we had 2 solid weeks where he had the most ravishing appetite after we had these 6 remedies. Mm-hmm. And the book in the back offers everyone where I found the remedies and how I thought and how I was thinking and why I thought and why I chose that remedy, so that they can benefit from what we learned.
One of the things I know, when I was dealing with another one of our Scotties who was over 12 years old and was having a liver condition, I was talking with a vet, and the vet said that he absolutely had, this particular vet had an absolute passion for Scottish Terriers. And he said, I have been trying to figure out why this particular breed has liver problems. And he said one of the things as a researcher, because that's what he did, not unlike you, what is going to work, what won't work, is that he did a lot of research into human illnesses because dogs have illnesses very much like people do. And so just what you've described about someone saying, well, why not give him some red clover? Many people hearing this would say, red clover for a dog? You're out of your mind. What, you know, what in the world are you talking about?
Yes.
But this is something where these are natural things that are mm-hmm. out in the wild. And there's been more than one cure that has been discovered that was discovered because someone observed a dog, a horse, a chicken, or what have you, getting well where they weren't supposed to. There was one gentleman who had a horse who developed cancer, and he just turned the horse out into pasture and just wanted the horse to have a quality of life, and that was it. Well, a year later, the horse didn't have cancer, and he observed the animal. He just observed it and found that there were particular components in nature that this horse instinctively went to mm-hmm. and ate and consequently was cured. And so then he did some experimenting. He was a scientist, and there were two cures that came out for certain kinds of cancers. And I just find this intriguing, the story of Essiac that you mentioned,
yes.
which is just amazing. Now, it was given to a nurse in Canada. And
yes.
So here you have this. This was her gift, and she gave it freely. And her story
yes.
is just an amazing story. But there are so many things that are out there. And as you said with your dog, it was important to have the animal eat. And I laughed when I found out that your dog loved Chick-fil-A. Is that what it is? It's a particular kind of sandwich?
Chick-fil-A, yes.
Chick-fil-A, yes.
Yes, my
your
husband.
Dog loved that. And
yes.
I just laughed. I thought, oh, my word. Sometimes he wanted it with bread, sometimes without bread. But man, oh, man, and your husband was the one that brought
yes.
it. And they change. I've got a little terrier now. And I'm sure people listening, they have dogs and cats. If they've got a gourmet type of dog like mine, they don't get canned food. They get people food. And that's the way it is. It's a fascinating thing, and they do well on it. But you do have to pay attention, because there are times they're going to look at it and say, you've got to be kidding. You're going to feed me that? And they'll let you know that's not acceptable.
Yes. Oh, they have strong personalities, and they really, you know, want to stay with us as long as they can. And I think anyone who has that deep bond with the dog knows that, or with a cat, knows that both the dog and the pet parent want to be together forever.
Mm-hmm. Now, something with a slippery elm, that
yes.
the information is just totally amazing. And in your book, in the back of the book, you have all kinds of information that you're sharing. And this was really very meaningful to me. Now, you talked about a natural pet GI support. This
mm-hmm.
is something, how many times do we talk to people? You've got to have fiber in the diet. You've got to have this. You've got to have that. Because if you don't have a healthy gut, then you're going to have problems. And more and
yes.
more people are ending up with Crohn's or, you know, all of these different things that they shouldn't be having problems with. And it's all directly related to diet. The same thing with the dogs. Tell us about this natural pet support and how you became aware of it.
Well, going back to my comment about when that catalog arrived in the mail, miraculously, the only natural pet store sent us a catalog. And in opening it, I began to see all these fascinating products, and I was looking to see which a product would have some slippery elm in it and which would help Oscar with, unfortunately, one of the side effects of cancer is a lot of vomiting and difficulty in having a healthy stool and all of these things that we tend to have to monitor as we caretake, you know, even for humans, you know, this is because dogs and animals are very, as you said, very similar in how their cancers manifest and develop and how they respond to the cancers, how they're affected by them. But this wonderful product built up his immune system, you know, and it was coating his system, his internal system, and we noticed an improvement in all of those gastrointestinal symptoms inside of, you know, and it comforted him, and that was. But when Slippery Elm plus that wasn't enough, then we had to go a little deeper, and you know had to try some other remedies, and so we ended up with three holistic remedies and three evidence-based remedies. So what we have here to offer everyone is what's considered integrated medicine, not just holistic and not just the typical veterinary science, but a blend of both. And I thought that was really a magnificent message. And among the other products I really want to rave about, and each one that worked for Oscar, I'm thrilled with, but there's others that are mentioned in the appendices that I'm getting feedback from others that are really helping their pets too, or that have cured their cancer in some cases. But the story about the discovery of Gravizon, and Donna, when the leaves fell off the trees, off the Slippery Elm trees, this was the devastating moment, because Oscar was filled with, you know, great anxiety, because, you know, there was preparation for it, because, of course, you know, we live in an area where there is a fall and the leaves fall off the trees.
Right.
And then he just sat there and looked at me when we came home from the walk, and just sat here. Well, here I am. I'm in my home office right now, and he was right there at my feet looking up at me with the full confidence that that evening I would find the remedy to replace Slippery Elm. Well, you know, I, of course, stayed up until I found what I felt was going to be our next remedy, and thank goodness with Next Day Air, a product from the Graviola tree, which is from the Amazon rainforest, and it has a magnificent history, very rich history, of its usefulness for cancer. And that, of course, we were lifting the veil of what had been hidden from the public, of how the drug companies had kept the information of its effectiveness from coming forward. And that's a whole long tale of their needs not being met, when here it was a disservice to humanity to not have people know of these 21 research studies that showed that the Graviola tree provides, it kills off the abnormal cells, the malignant cells, not the healthy cells. So it's even better than chemotherapy. So that we began the next day. And Donna, I must say to you, that this product was so superior to anything that I feel that if we had been able to give that to Oscar right off the bat, that we might have been able to keep him healthy, move him completely to health. And I must say, because I know we're probably getting close to running out of time, but when there's another great joy in sharing this information that I hope will help others, because when Oscar's tissues were tested following his passing, there was an absence of malignancy. So we, of course, with hope, believe that these six effective remedies were working, and we do so hope that they will work for others and that they'll be able to use them on their pets early on so that their lives may be long and enriching with their owners.
Well, this has just been wonderful, Jan. And for those of you listening, there's so much information in her book, and believe me, it is so easy to read it. It is just wonderfully done. The book is Last Summer with Oscar. You can go to her website, Last Summer with Oscar, and it's not just a story of love and courage. It's a story about how important it is for us to be open to options, to not necessarily buy in to what other people say, well, this is it. You can't do anything more than this. This is absolutely amazing. And by the way, for those of you that know of anyone that has cancer, I am telling you, the line between the human, the dog, and other species is a very thin one. Why not check out Gravizon? Why not check out the other information that is in her book? It is something we need to be aware that there's all of these wonderful people, including Jan Schwartz, who are saying, I've discovered things, let me share it with you. It's important to be open and realize there is more to wellness than what we could ever imagine. Jan Schwartz, this story about Oscar, what a legacy he has left, and what a blessing it is that you are a woman with such determination and such skills of observation that you and Oscar together as a team have been able to bring information forth that not only can make a dog's life better, but also those that love the animal, and maybe even some humans as well. This is just wonderful. This is a wonderful gift. Thank you for being my guest today.
Bless you for all of your kindness. Thank you, Donna.
Jan Schwartz, go to the website lastsummerwithoscar.com. I tell you, when you listen to the show, you never know what you're going to learn. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. And, oh, I first want to thank all of the people that came out to my class on Saturday. We just had an amazing time, and I just feel like it was just such an opportunity. We've had some requests for the classes to be repeated, but we'll have to check that out. But it is closed out for the year of 2012, and who knows what will be coming up for 2013. But, boy, it was just a fabulous, fabulous event. Okay, telephone lines are now open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If you are a first-time listener, well, all you need to do is give me your first name or your initial, and then after that, well, I'll tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. It's that simple. Donna Sebo here. Okay, let me let you know who's coming up. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Vaughn Sherman. We're going to be talking about a sea mariner. That's right. This is about how people can have experiences that we'd never even dream out in the open ocean. And it's a fascinating way of life. And then we're going to be talking about money. We're going to be talking about the Bill Fisher story this week. Michael Burns is going to be my guest. Bill Fisher was his father-in-law. And at the youthful age of 70, this man started on a savings agenda where he ended up becoming a millionaire. And we're going to find out how that happened. Most of the time, people feel when they get older, there's never a chance for them to be able to build up that financial security they want. Well, Bill Fisher proved you can. Sustainable Wellness, Dr. Mumbir, and also Heather Reed. We're going to be talking about how you can take charge of your health and how you can stay well. Everybody goes through loop-de-loops. Goodness gracious, I had mine last week. Laryngitis. Whew, hated it. Couldn't talk. That is really tough for someone like me. So anyhow, what do you do so that you enjoy good health and that you do have a quick recuperation when you hit the little bump in the road of wellness, you might say? Well, we'll find out how you do that. And then we're going to be talking with Patrick Robinson this week, Power Play. Oh, wow. This is a book. It is fiction. It's a bestseller. But I'll tell you what, it will grip you from the time you turn the first page until you finish at the very end. So we're going to have a dynamic week, and I invite you to join me. Always, I encourage people to keep their minds and attitudes open about things that are discovered. My guest, Jan Schwartz, with her information about what she has discovered relative to her dog, Oscar. Well, there are people all around the world that are wanting to make life better for us, period. At the University of Michigan, there is a group of doctors that have developed what is called the UM Skin Check app. Now, why is this important? Well, skin cancers, for various reasons, have become more and more prominent with people. How can you check to see if there's possibility that you may have a skin cancer? Well, you now, with an iPhone or an iPad, you can check out 23 head-to-toe locations. It allows you to snap photos of the spots with the device's camera, saves the images so you can reference them against future changes or show them to your doctor. There is also a tool that they've designed to track spots. Maybe you have a mole that is looking or not looking healthy for whatever reason. It will send you reminders to make you check for yourself and also calculate the odds of your skin cancer risk. Now, there is a free app available on iTunes, and there is an Android version, which is supposed to be coming out pretty soon. Now, the source for this information is Dr. Michael Sabell. He's with the University of Michigan Medical School in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Also, if you want to improve your eyesight, and if you're like me, having worn glasses, well, I should have had them, I think, when I was born, because I had severe astigmatisms. If you don't want reading glasses, you might be able to train your brain to better interpret the fuzzy print in the newspaper. Now, how does that grab you? This is something that has to do with playing electronic games. Now, the games are designed so that there are special wavy images to stimulate connections in the visual part of the brain. What they found in a recent study, and it wasn't a real big one, people could read the paper without reading glasses after 3 months of training. How did they do it? Well, they spent 15 minutes three times a week. Their reading speed increased by 17 words per minute. And the persons that have put these games, these eye games, together, are planning to launch the app for iPhones and iPads by the new year, 2013, and they're also going to have an Android version. Now, if you want to find out more about this, go to a website called glassesoff.com. Glassesoff.com. It is done by a company, You Can See Inc., UCANSI Inc. out of New York. Fascinating things. It is amazing what they are discovering about the eye, hand, you know, body, brain, mind aspect. And it is so important. They are discovering that the brain can rebuild areas. And it's just absolutely amazing. And I'm so grateful for these people who have taken an interest and in doing things. And I'm so grateful for the fact that they have the technology to be able to develop this. It really does make a difference. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. Telephone number is 888 877-627-6008. I'm going to share a story with you about a judge in just a moment. But I wanted to let you know, have a pad of paper and a pen handy, because I have just got this wonderful, wonderful recipe for baklava that I thought I would share with you today. Have you ever had baklava? Oh, it is an incredible dessert. I was introduced to it for the first time many years ago by my mentor's mother. We called her Mama Nash. And she made the best baklava. Oh, she was an outstanding cook. She was Lebanese, and of course, in the Middle East. This is a sweet dessert, and it's made with honey. And it is absolutely yummy. So I'm going to be sharing that recipe with you. So anyway, I want to talk about this judge for a minute. Not many of us have much of an experience with a courtroom. And that typically is a good thing, because courtrooms are very complex, sometimes very depressing environments. Well, if you can imagine being on the bench, you have all of these various scenarios that are presented to you. You have attorneys that are presenting all kinds of information. And it can be very, very frustrating, because sometimes the discord can be very aggravating. What if you were a judge and you had to deal with some young people? Well, there is a woman, Judge McGee Cromartie, and she is a woman that really loves what she does, loves the law. But every day, she's got criminals in front of her. She said she has 3 hours or more daily of organized chaos. That's what she deals with. It's total chaos. And she said this one year, it was just before Thanksgiving, and she wanted to do some things for her family, and she said, and she works in Ohio, and she said, oh my goodness, every day I try to start with a prayerful thought, a positive thought, that she'll have the wisdom to help the people she meets to change their lives for the better. It's rare, though, that that happens. She said, so often I see people, sadly, I'll see them maybe even more than once, and they don't seem to be affected by their experience in any way. And no matter what I do, it just doesn't seem to make a difference. Well, she had a particular, it's just before Thanksgiving of a particular year, she had a young woman whose name was Erica, that was brought in front of her. And she had met Erica many years before. And in the memory bank that she recalled, she said, when I met this individual, Erica, who was requested to see her, she said she just had a very unpleasant face. Her hair was wild. She was unkempt. And she had an attitude, big attitude. She was a teenager. She got the case history in front of her. Case history said, dropped out of high school, trouble with drugs since her early teens. She got pregnant. She has a little girl. She's living on public assistance. Last time she saw Erica, Erica was brought to her because she had gotten back into drugs. Well, at the time when she had Erica in front of her, she just had this feeling that Erica didn't belong in prison. She was going to put her on probation. But she had requirements she had to fill. Erica was not happy at all. I have to remember, she was a teenager. The first requirement was that she had to return in 90 days, 3 months, to show that she was serious about being a law-abiding citizen. Second, she was to write a 2-page report about her goals and objectives for the next 5 years. Third, she was to get her GED. And she said in court to this young woman, who by all appearances was going down the dark road of discord and ugliness, The judge said to her, I'm going to look at the last two of the three sanctions most strongly. Well, the look that Erica gave her, if it could have killed, it would have. And the judge didn't get affected by that at all, but she said to Erica, this is your choice. If you work hard and you set a good example for your daughter, I know you can do anything you set your mind to. Well, guess what? Her attorney said, well, you're asking too much of this poor child. She said, oh, forget it. That's my decision. Take it or leave it. Well, she ended up getting Erica's two-page report, and we're going to take a break for a moment. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of this story, because it's a powerful one. And also, I'm sharing a recipe with you. Donna Sebo here. Don't go away. More good things coming.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. This is the rest of the story. And for those of you that are just tuning in, this is about Judge Frances McGee Cromarty and her experience with one of the people that came before her in a courtroom. Erica had been given the three sanctions. Well, it took some time, but she had that report from Erica, and she was surprised what Erica had for her goals and her objectives for the next 5 years. She said that she dreamed, and her spelling was atrocious. I mean, the girl had dropped out of school. Spelling was atrocious, but she still wrote it all out. And she said she dreamed of owning two businesses, a catering company and a beauty salon. She wanted her daughter to graduate from high school and to go to college. She wanted to help her family do better in life. And she said, simply reaching the end of the day is hard. I'm not sure how I made it this far. Now, when the judge was reading this, it really, really touched her, because this girl was putting down on paper what her fears were, what she really felt. Well, when she had the one-day hearing with Erica, the 90 days had passed, she didn't recognize her. She said gone was the anger, and she discovered this young lady had beautiful almond-shaped eyes. She was properly groomed. Her hair had been cut, and it was clean, and it was in an attractive style. Her probation officer wrote a glowing report saying, Erica, paid attention to what you said. And Erica said in the courtroom she was having a tough time with math, but she was getting through school. And the judge had to chuckle to herself because she'd had a challenge with math when she'd gone to school. Well, a year and a half passes. The probation officer thinks she's doing well enough to recommend ending her probation earlier. However, the judge said, no, not going to do that. She has not passed the math portion of her GED. She is going to be held accountable. Well, the economy hit the skids. The state had to make cutbacks, and the money required for Erica's training and probation monitoring wasn't there. The DAP forced the judge's hand. She had to terminate the probation. However, every once in a while, she'd get news from somebody about this young woman and how she was doing better. Well, on this one day, just before Thanksgiving, Erica was brought in to the judge's office. And she would never have recognized her. She was just radiant. She said, "Judge, I have something to tell you. I got my GED. And the judge was thrilled. And she told her how proud she was of her. She said, "I am the first person in my family to get a diploma. Everybody's coming to me for advice now. And my daughter, because she saw me working so hard, she's going to graduate from high school next year. We're going to go to college together." Well, the judge learned that because of what she had said to Erica, that she could do whatever she wanted to do if she was willing to work hard. She said, "More than anything else, I want my daughter to be proud of me." And Erica turned to her and she said, "You know, there's a friend of mine that's going to be in court today. I want her to know that I was in the same spot as she is in now. And if I can make it, she can too." So a judge was given the wonderful gift of realizing that effort is always, always going to be put out. And every once in a while you get that golden gem that allows you to know that you have made a difference. And that's the gift that Erica gave her. She said it made her feel much differently about her work just before Thanksgiving. And that's the month that we're in, so I thought I would share that story with you. Okay, baklava. Oh, this is a dessert. And when you make it yourself, it's going to even taste better. I'll tell you. Mama Nash, when she'd make hers, she had a habit of always putting her hands over her food and blessing it. And that the food that she cooked and provided would give nourishment to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of the persons. Believe me, she fed a lot of people. To the persons that were going to sit at the table. And at her home, there was always this wonderful aspect of fellowship. And she was always generous about her recipes. But I never got her baklava recipe. Anyway, this is what you do, baklava. It's 2 sticks of butter. And you don't want to use margarine here. No margarine. Use the real stuff. 2 sticks of butter, salted, unsalted, whatever you prefer. I prefer the salted. 4 cups of walnuts. You want to finely chop the walnuts. You need 1 cup of sugar, 1.5 teaspoons of cinnamon, and 1 pound package of phyllo dough. Now, you're going to need to make a syrup. You're going to need 1/4 cup of honey for the syrup, 1/4 cup of honey, 1 1/4 cups of sugar, 1 1/4 cups of water, 1 lemon rind cut in chunks, or a few squeezes of real lemon juice. Use the lemon rind if you can. 1 cinnamon stick and 4 or 5 whole cloves. Now, this is how simple it is. You're going to melt your butter, mix the chopped nuts, sugar, and cinnamon, and you brush a 13x9x2 inch glass baking dish with your melted butter, and you sprinkle the bottom with cinnamon. You're going to place 3 to 4 sheets of your phyllo dough on the bottom of the pan, and you can trim it and fold corners as you feel necessary, and you brush it with the melted butter, and you sprinkle the nut mixture on top, and you keep repeating the process using only 2 sheets of phyllo dough per layer, and you want to finish with a single layer of phyllo dough, and you want to brush it again with the butter. The butter is important. It keeps everything nice and moist. And once this is all done, you're going to cut halfway through the dessert at a diagonal in either direction to form diamonds. You bake it at 350 degrees for 15 minutes and then 325 for 60 minutes. And it's going to come out this golden brown. The smell is just wonderful. Now, while the baklava is baking, you're going to combine all the ingredients for the syrup in a heavy bottom saucepan because you don't want it to burn. You need a very heavy pan for this. You keep a careful eye on it, and you stir it frequently. You're going to boil it for 10 minutes. You remove the rinds and the cloves, and you let it cool for 10 minutes. And then you are going to pour this syrup over the baklava when it comes out of the oven. Oh, and just let it sit. Yum. Oh, it's so good. Makes wonderful gifts, too. All right, this is, oh my goodness, the hour just flew by. I'm so delighted you joined me. Do tell your friends, tomorrow we are going to be traveling to the sea, a touch of history with some fascinating tales. Donna Sebo here. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. No matter what life throws at you, you can handle it because you have got magic, that mojo of the soul that can help you rise above just about anything. This is Donna Sebo. Join me again tomorrow, same time, same place. See you then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.